Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day that it's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. And today we have a Mariners Big Dumper inspired Bad Choice Friday featuring the Black Eyed Peas.
This is so stupid.
I gotta read the lyrics to this.
You love my lady lumps.
I think she's
my
talking lumps, about her lump. Posterior there, Mike.
I thought she meant her camel toe.
What you gonna do with all that junk inside your trunk? I'm going to get you drunk, get you love drunk off my hump. My hump, 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 my lovely little lumps. Check it out.
I wonder if the Black Eyed Peas will be like Shakespeare 200 years from now.
Can you believe the depth of the poetry? Her lady humps.
Yeah.
Who would have thought of such a thing?
Ye old lady lump.
I met a girl down at the disco. She said, hey, 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 yeah, 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 let's go. I could be your baby. You could be my honey. Let's spend time, not money, and mix your milk with my cocoa puff. Milky, milky, milky cocoa. Mix your milk with my cocoa puff. Milky, milky, right.
I'm pretty sure that is Shakespeare.
Black Eyed Peas and My Humps take it on. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Yeah, when a girl walks in,
I can understand him.
It's sprung.
Yeah. Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day.
You think Mix inspired the BBL? Brazilian butt lift?
Oh, God. I don't know. He probably hopes not.
I don't know if he
surgeries.
Inspired it, but I think he made it okay.
Yes. Our question today, what happened to make it a day you'll always remember or never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Warren. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hola. Oh, wow. Hola.
29 years ago, I met my wife on the CB radio, and it was the best time I ever had.
What exactly were you guys chatting about on the CB? Were you both driving trucks or what?
No, we were just farting around on the CB radio, and I didn't think that she would ever be my wife, but I'm glad I married her.
Are you still married?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, in your defense, I don't know that I think on the other end of a CV is an attractive woman unless I was in Nevada.
So who drove?
I absolutely would not.
Who drove to meet first?
Oh, she wanted me to come see her, and I didn't think that she was going to be what she was. And I finally went down and met her, and that's all it took.
Okay.
Boom.
Love at first.
How long had you guys been talking
love first,
on the CB?
Love at first rubber ducky.
Yeah.
Oh, not very long, like half hour, an hour.
Do you still do the CB hobby thing?
Oh, I've got one, but I don't do it.
All right.
You might be the first and only person I know, or you say, how'd you meet your wife? You say, oh, over the CB radio.
Well, the thing, people who do shortwave radio, there's a community there, and they talk to each other all over the world.
Yeah.
It is amazing, the idea that, you know, that wave can travel that far. And I understand how cell towers work and all that stuff, but we're talking about a radio wave. And people do. They have, like, whole communities where, like, yeah, I'm going to talk to my buddy in the Philippines on this.
Yeah, the ham radio thing, man.
I mean, I think nowadays, with technology, it's just people do it on the internet or they do it while they're gaming.
Well, that's part of the reason that a lot of the ham radio – I just read an article today about this. But they said part of the reason ham radio won't go away – and I never really thought about it, right? You have the internet, you can game. There's so many easy ways to contact people. But they said with ham radio, you don't have to rely on infrastructure.
Yes.
They said that's the big thing, right? Yeah. because I had friends at my house last night because their internet went down, but they're Hawks fans, but they couldn't watch it on Amazon, so they came over to my place to watch it, right?
Yep.
So there's a cell phone. You know, if your battery dies, it's done. But right. They said with ham radio, the reason it endures is just, one, there's the nerd factor to it. People like their communities, but also they said it doesn't matter what's happening in the world. They're always active.
That's one of the reasons when they were trying to kill AM radio. They said, no, you can't do this. It's got to be in cars because in the event of emergency, the power goes out. You can start your car. You can listen to AM radio. You can get these reports. You can get these updates. You can find out all these things are going to happen. It's the same reason that they say if you have an emergency kit, you need a battery-powered radio so that you can get updates in case the power goes
out. Assuming that there is anyone at the radio station to provide that information.
That would be helpful.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
What happened to make it a day you'll always remember or never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Can't really pull that off on voice track, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I think you have a better shot of having somebody in person on an AM than you do on FM anymore.
AM, look, the show you're listening to might not be in the city that you are in, but there's someone at that station making sure that you're
here. Here's the problem. The disaster has more than likely already occurred, and you would be called in just to do those updates. Because I used to be on an emergency response team. Same exact thing.
I feel better.
The problem is that if you're in Tornado Alley or something like that, that's where you're screwed. You know, you can say, hey, this hurricane's coming. I can see this. We can get ready. We can evacuate.
Sure, you got days.
We have some time to get ready for this. It's the tornadoes. It's the tsunamis. It's those type of things.
Well, that's what happened to the other company with that train.
That was in somewhere Minnesota north. I think it was Minnesota. And yeah, I won't throw the company under the bus, but they had what I want to say is a 5-station cluster in this particular town, but no one was there. Everything's running on computer. That is fine. It saves the company money, which is what they care about. But then a train derailed. And the thing about the train is it was not a passenger plane or a train. It was a cargo train, and it was carrying some kind of chlorine something.
Some kind of hazardous gas.
Right. Yeah. So the problem was people hear the train go off the rails. They go out to check. They drop dead. The fire department's called because there's a train that's derailed, and the fire people start dropping dead. Then they realize, okay, this is a poisonous cloud. Well, let the radio stations know so that they can warn people not to come here. No one was there to take the call, so hundreds of people in this town are, like anything, they're going to go see the wreckage. You can't see this cloud, and these people are dropping dead or had to go to the hospital.
Yeah. What happened to make it a day you'll always remember or never forget? 206-803-ROCK, and that was my one experience of obviously 9/11 was a big deal for everybody.
Sure.
But, you know, the idea of being on the air when that was going on, and not being able to give anyone updates. We knew a plane was coming toward D.C. We knew it. We couldn't. There was nothing we could do. They would not send that EAS test off or the actual alert.
Yeah.
And that, to me, I'm just like, we had the manual out on the board. We've been trained on this, but we're still.
This is the moment.
We're
right?
ready to go, man. Surely they've got something to say.
Nope.
And it just hit. And you're just like, Jesus Christ, man, what are you doing?
And you remember who basically started providing the information about New York City at that time was Howard Stern's show.
Yeah.
That's the only time they actually showed that man respect because they were like, he's bad, he's evil, he's blah, blah, blah. But while the news people are freaking out and politicians are tight-lipped and everyone's going into hiding, Stern sent Robin down there to do her thing.
Right.
And so she's getting actual reports, but I always remember watching CNN. And CNN, you know, going on about 9/11, it's still that day. But it blew my mind that they said, it has been confirmed by Howard Stern. And I thought, we're in an upside-down world now.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, I mean, it's crazy.
And my buddy was in Manhattan. So I called my buddy, because he was supposed to come down for, and I've told the story before, for Cal Ripken's, one of his final games.
Yeah.
Not the last one, but one leading up to it. So he's in Manhattan. I'm calling him like crazy, trying to get a live update of what the hell's going on there. And in the phone rings. Phone rang a couple times. I left a voicemail one point in time. Dude, call me back. What in the hell is going on? Now, I knew Chris was a day trader. I did not know he worked in the World Trade Center. I did not know he worked for Cantor Fitzgerald. He changed jobs every year.
That's just that's what they do.
That's what those guys do. It's like, you know, it's like the tech industry. You know, you work for somebody for like a year and a half, and next thing you know, you're Facebook, then you're Amazon, Google, blah, 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 blah. He was doing the same thing. So I didn't know he was in the tower. But, you know, 10 years, maybe 15 years after this thing happens, I saw his fiance in Morgantown. And I hadn't seen her, you know, since they moved to New York.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, Kelly, do you remember me? And she's like, Miles, you're one of the only people to get through on his phone.
Yeah.
Right. So she heard your voicemails.
She heard my voicemail.
Wow.
Yeah, they gave them to her.
That's a pick-me-up.
That was crazy.
Then where does the conversation go?
No, I didn't know. I did not know he was in that building. I did not know for a long time. I mean, until they started announcing this stuff. It might have been like 3 or 4 weeks. Before I found out, you know, that
it was a while.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.